And so I tweaked it all down into my own backyard, into one county. And that has worked out very well for me, and I wish I would have done that from the start. So ideally, in a perfect world, let's see if you can invest in your own backyard.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Okay, in this episode, we're going to get started with things you can do right now, and most of these are free. So our goal is, imagine having 20 nice rentals paid for and do it in 3 to 5 years, even with your job. So for starters, let's think of a business name for your business. Now, take some time, don't willy-nilly it, but this is going to be your pride and joy. And in fact, my wife and I, over 30 years ago, we spent a lot of time, energy, effort thinking about that. And in my situation, I could not say Butler Properties. You know why? Because I was a full-time police detective, and I'd worked uniform, and in the areas that I was investing in, there was a lot of knuckleheads, let's just say, okay? And if they saw a sign that said Butler Properties and they knew, oh, that's Detective Butler's, that's Officer Butler's properties, I think they would be a target for vandalism. So I wiped that out right off the top. So the business name, in my situation, we went with Vista, V-I-S-T-A-K-Y. And Vista was, when I had a job, one of my deferred compensation plans was a mutual fund called Vista. And it did very well. So I said, okay, Vista. I wanted something short and sweet. And so Vista Properties, Inc. was our business name. Now, what about a slogan? You got to have a slogan that makes sense about what your business does. And so I like to kill three birds with one rock. And so my slogan was, we buy houses, we rent homes. Okay. Now, my good friend and old fart over off Dixie Highway, who's since retired and gone down to the Wonderland in Florida, his slogan was, it was Frank Aiken, and he was a broker, and it said, buy, sell, rent, trade. But just buy, sell, rent, trade, it effectively communicates what he does in his real estate business. So think about those two things, okay? Because odds are those are going to last you. At least the business name and that slogan should last you your entire real estate investing career. Okay, next up. Here's something free. Get a Gmail account. If you don't, if you got a Yahoo or one of them others and all that, I don't understand those. I see where people have them. But with a Gmail account, if you don't have one and you're anti-Google, anti-Gmail or whatever, get with it. I mean, Big Brother's up our butts everywhere without our choice of looking at it there. But anyway, so get a Gmail account because here's why. Once you get your Gmail account set up and working, then Google, what's called a Google Voice, it's called Google Voice. It's free. What Google Voice allows you to do is to get a separate phone number with your local area code, and that'll be your Google Voice number. Now, what's really cool about it is think about using that as your business number. Okay, so as long as you've got your Gmail account, you'll have your Google Voice number. I've had my Google Voice number for, wow, I'm guessing 15 years maybe. And so here's what it does. So just like you open up your email account and you can see all of your emails. Okay. So you open up your Google Voice number, you click on it just like a email account and you'll see all your voicemails in there. And Google allows you to do this. You can call them back. You can send them a text message. You can put a note on it. You can save it. That is awesome. And you can also do one other thing. So here's what I have mine set to do. So my Google Voice number, okay, rings to my cell phone, but I want to know that it's coming from my Google Voice number. So I set it so my Google Voice number is displayed on my cell phone. So if I were in your shoes and you set this up properly, you can use your cell phone for all your family and friends and things like that. But take that Google Voice number, use it for your real estate business. And then when somebody calls that number, you'll see that number displayed on your cell phone. So that's for my real estate business. And you can either answer it or let it go to voicemail or whatever you want. So that's pretty cool. And it's free. It's free. And then on top of that, okay, you can check a little box in there and all of your voicemails are transcribed to text and emailed to you. So I haven't listened to a voicemail for probably 12 or 15 years or so when this Google Voice stuff started. And so that's a big freebie there, okay? And I got real hyped up, excited about it, and I went and got me like 10 different Google Voice numbers, okay? And you could use them for, I mean, imagine that, have a greeting on there pitching a property for rent or pitching somebody about, yeah, we buy houses and all this and that, go to VistaKY.com, and so drive them to your website. So that'll work pretty cool. Now, another thing you can do right now that's free is location, location, location. We've heard that a lot. And with location, 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 I prefer that you can invest in your own backyard. And that's what I recommend. That's exactly what I do. And so I started off being like Waffle House hash brown, splattered, smothered, whatever, and all this and that. And so I tweaked it all down into my own backyard, into one county. And that has worked out very well for me, and I wish I would have done that from the start. So ideally, in a perfect world, let's see if you can invest in your own backyard. Now, some people live in areas where the numbers don't work. For example, in Chicago, I have an investor up there. He's got a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-story ranch-style house. That thing rents for, say, $1,000. Well, he might make $100 a month on it because his property taxes are so high. He could take that same house, put it on a trailer or something, haul it down here to my town, Louisville, Kentucky, and he'd have $300 more a month he could put in his pocket simply because the property taxes are less. That's a pretty big swing, okay? So think about that. So when I say location, 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 let's see if your own backyard will work. Try to buy houses that are built after 1978. Why is that? Because of the lead-based paint issues, okay? Houses built before 78, in order to get an FHA loan, they had to have 2 coats of lead-based paint in them. Then they decided, oh, lead-based paint's bad for you. So now, effective 1978, they cannot build any houses with lead-based paint in them. But me and you, as rental property owners, landlords, we have to give a EPA booklet that said, protect your family from lead in the home. It would just be nice if you can target and try to buy houses that are built after 1978. Just a lot less environmental issues. Now, if you can't invest in your own backyard, do your homework to find the county. I didn't say necessarily city, but the county you want to do your buy and holds in. Those 20 nice rentals you want to get and haven't paid for in 3 to 5 years. So I want you to find one county, and I prefer you to do one county like I do one county, because I've got one everything. I've got one set of landlord-tenant laws. I've got one legal team. I've got one county courthouse to deal with. I've got one, let's call it city ordinances, code enforcement, housing codes, all this and that. Okay, and that works pretty well. And in Louisville, Kentucky, we're on the most northern tip of the United States, because you cross that Ohio River, then you enter into the brand new southernmost province of Canada. It's called Indiana. And to get an attorney to go from my town to cross that bridge to go over to Indiana, I'd have an easier time getting them to go to Baghdad or Afghanistan or Moscow or somewhere. And it will save you money. You don't have to deal with all. It's just, it makes it so much easier. Try to target that. So here's what you do. Okay. You're going to look at the local governments. Are they anti-landlord? Are they pro-landlord? You're going to look at the local landlord-tenant laws there. Do they have rent control, fair housing? What's the eviction process? If they violate their lease, what's the process to get them out with that? You're going to look at property taxes. I mentioned fair housing, but you've got federal fair housing, state, and local. Occupancy certificates, those are kind of cumbersome. I hear a lot of folks complain about that. The weather. Far north has brutal, extreme cold winter. Okay, I want to avoid that. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, I live on the most northern tip of the United States. And if I were going to invest, I'd do it in my own backyard, which works well for me. Okay, all those things fit. And if I were going to recommend you to do something is to do my town or south, because you don't want to get into those super extreme cold weather things. Frozen pipes and just snow on the roofs. It's just brutal. So avoid those. Now, California people, they invest in my hometown. And why is that? They invest in my hometown simply because they can make money. Okay? Rental properties work in my town. They don't work in California. I told you about the Chicago investor. Same house, moved it to my town. They make $300 to $400 more a month. So your objective is to find one county. Yeah, I'm using county instead of city because my background, you know, in law enforcement, you know, anything that happens within that county goes to that county courthouse as far as legal issues and court and all this kind of stuff. So find one county that you can invest in to do your buy and holds. Now, you can do other kind of deals all over the place. Anywhere USA, if you get a great deal on something, that doesn't mean it's going to be a buy and hold, but you can sell it to another investor. Okay? So buy and hold. Demographics. Take a look at that county, that city. Is it growing or is it dying? Look at the rent comps. Look at the real estate prices. Does a single family house sell for $250,000 but it rents for $1,200? That ain't going to work. So you've got to factor in all of those things, okay? And you can let your fingers do the walking. Let your fingers do the walking and pick out maybe four or five counties and then try to narrow it down to one county by applying those things to each of those counties that you think might be a candidate. But wouldn't it be nice to have all of your 20 nice rentals paid for and have it in one county? So you got one legal team, one eviction process to handle, one as far as late notices, one landlord-tenant law to deal with, and fair housing and all that. It's easier across the board, okay? That's what I recommend. So narrow it down to four or five counties, then try to narrow it down to one county. And as we progress through these episodes, you're going to get more information on how to identify if those properties work for you. So after choosing your county, learn your market. Now, what does that mean? Every Sunday for the past 30 plus years, and even before that, I religiously read the real estate transfers. Okay? Not all of them, but the zip codes that I like to invest in, the type of houses I like to buy and hold, I focus on those zip codes. Okay, where there's a 2- and 3-story behemoths, I don't mess with those. High maintenance, a lot of liability, more risk. I don't like those. So I focus on the zip codes that I target, and I read every one of those every Sunday. We can do it online now. And so what this does is this will help you to get a grasp on what the market prices are, what houses are selling for. You'll see weird ones, and they go for 50% of what they should be, but you know, that's a family member helping somebody out, or a wholesaler, or an investor got a great deal. Okay. And you've got to know your market, that area that you want to target. Okay. Are there neighborhoods in my town that I know nothing about? Absolutely. I could not make an offer on the spot because I don't know every neighborhood's value in my town, but there's certain neighborhoods that I like. I don't need to get on a computer to know what the value is, and I can make an offer on the spot. So when you know your market, this allows you to confidently pull the trigger to make your offer when a deal pops up. And this avoids paralysis of analysis. I've seen too many times where investors think they have a deal, then they're going to go back to their home office, get on the computer, spend 2 or 3 or 4 hours trying to figure out what they think it's worth. And then they finally realize, oh, this is a great deal. And they call the seller up, and guess what? Ba-boom, it's gone. Somebody else done snagged it up, okay? So avoid paralysis of analysis. And the only way you can really do that is to learn your market, know your market. And I want you to grab all of the free technology that you can. When I got started, there wasn't websites, internet, email, text messaging, and all that kind of stuff. Remember, we had pagers. We had bag phones. So grab all the free technology that you can, because it's going to save you time. It's going to make you more efficient. And, you know, if you've got your job there going on, this is all about trying to pull this off and doing it in 5 hours a week. Okay, next step here is I want you to go to CamaPlan.com and open and fund your self-directed Roth IRA at CamaPlan. Open up a health savings account as well. You get a double benefit on that. If you have kids, open up an education CISA account. CamaPlan has the cheapest fees, the best training, and Carl Fisher is the owner with his sister Maggie. That's how they came up with CAMA. Okay, so CamaPlan.com. Open one up for yourself, your spouse, your kids, your grandkids, your parents. All of these accounts can buy and own real estate. They can loan money, and they can do a lot more. IRS Publication 590, get your hands on it. It gives you the guidelines on it. It's not the tax law, but it's an IRS publication that gives you the guidelines on what you can and can't do with these IRAs and these different accounts. It is phenomenal. So get these open, get them funded as soon as possible so you can start putting your killer deals into them. So that wraps up this one. And our next episode, we're going to talk about identifying resources for fast cash. So this winds this one up. And to your continued success, Mike Butler, adios.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5 Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.